Well, we have spoke about the fight against invasive species, and one that is currently impacting Florida landowners is the Old World climbing fern. Brian Nelson with the Southwest Florida Water Management District says the vine significantly impacts the natural fire control in forest areas.
It produces a lot of biomass in wet areas like cypress swamps, river hammocks, and it produces a lot of biomass which is very flammable. So if you have a natural control burn or a natural fire or wildfire, typically those would stop at the wet area, at the cypress dome. But if it's full of Old World climbing fern, it'll burn right through those wet areas. And not only burn, but since it's a vine, it grows up these trees, it takes the fire right up to the top of the canopy, and it'll kill the cypress and even pines and things like that.
And because of this growing problem that started in South Florida and is rapidly spreading northward, the Florida Natural Resources Conservation Service is part of an eradication effort dubbed the Central Florida Ligodium Strategy.
And as part of that, when it's detected through helicopter surveys and ground surveys, the public agencies treat it on their property, and we can even treat it on private property.
And Nelson says producers can also get involved in the eradication effort.
If it's in basically a line that runs from like Pasco County through Sumter, Hernando, Lake, Volusia, if it's in that leading edge, then they should contact one of the water management districts, and we can actually potentially treat it on private lands, you know, try and control it there.
For more information on this non-native pest, visit floridainvasives.org. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.